Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here for another rollicking edition of the Feed 5 Podcast. I'm on a solo mission, as you can see. I'm not Acosta Day Evans. I'm on the road in Chicago for Live on the Line. Watch it on Stadium. Download that app today, by the way, and partake in the chat. You can watch it every Monday through Friday starting at noon Eastern. So without further ado, let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Buzz here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Pod. We're looking at plus money wagers, and my favorite of the day, bar none. I wrote about this on thegamingjuice.com. Angel Reese right here in the Windy City. She's a member of the Chicago Sky in the WNBA, and she is taking on the Washington Mystics, and I think she gets another double-double. I cannot believe it's available at plus money right now at FanDuel Sportsbook, specifically plus 125. You look at what Reese has done here of late. She is tearing it up. The basketball Barbie just slashing people with a sharpened stiletto in the interior, just gobbling up all kinds of rebounds, scoring some easy baskets as a result as well. She's got four straight double-doubles so far here this month. And in the month of June, she's averaging 31.6 minutes played per game, 14 rebounds per contest, 11.4 rebounds as well. She went for 16 and 11 in a June 5th matchup against the Washington Mystics. And I know Washington's just kind of middle of the pack in terms of opponent rebounds per game and opponent points per game they have given up this season. But given the recency, given the recent track record of success that she has had in this category as well, Angel Reese from heaven brings us some moolah at plus 125 there on the double-double at FanDuel Sportsbook. With that, bet on the board. Let's get after it on this Friday edition of the Fade 5. All right, numero cinco and staying in the W. Let's get another bet on the board. Yeah, I'm really enjoying betting on the WNBA, can't you tell? Derica Hamby, I think she goes under 21.5 points and assists against the Minnesota Lynx at a light juice, minus 105. They're also pulled for FanDuel Sportsbook. And, you know, again, recency bias playing a factor here. Back on June 5th, she only went for 17-2. In the combined categories against the Lynx. That's 19, well south of what is needed here on that under 21.5. You look at Minnesota, numero uno and all of the W right now, and fewest assists per game allowed at 17.4, and they have allowed the third fewest opponent points per game as well at 76, also ranking number three, numero tres, in adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up 0.926 points per possession. So Derica Hamby, I know she is usually a stat sheet stuffer, but I say under 21.5 points plus assists and gets the Minnesota Lynx at a minus 105 at FanDuel. Numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Let's go to the god-awful NBA Finals. And are the brooms coming out tonight? Could be the case, or could be a gentleman's sweep if you believe that Dallas is actually going to show some pride in the matchup here of the Finals. You know, Sam Hauser, a lot of people not really thinking about him. Of course, it's like all about Luka Doncic and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And of course, Kyrie Irving and the superstar power that is on the floor. But I like Hauser again tonight. I'm going to take the over on 5.5 points. That is it. Can he get a half dozen in the box score? I say, sure he can. At a minus 105 juice there at BetMGM. Hauser's averaging only 13.3 minutes per game here in the NBA Finals, but a guy who's gone over this prop in two of three matchups, and he's shooting 45.5% from way downtown as well. So, you know, he could check in early like he did in the last game, drill a three, maybe get, a second chance opportunity on a rebound, and all of a sudden you're at 5 points, and you just seen him hit maybe a free throw later on, and we get to six. Now, this is all going to be tied to Kristaps Porzingis and whether or not he is going to suit up I think it's a long shot. I know he went through the shoot around yesterday. We'll see if he is going to be on the floor, but he could have a severe minutes restriction. You know, it could be like token minutes. And look, the other factor is this: if Dallas just lays down and dies and fully surrenders and the party ensues, Sam Hauser could be a guy that comes in and plays some of those minutes late in this game. And we get to the magical six that is needed. So the NBA has utterly destroyed my soul and my bankroll, admittedly, this finals and really the entire playoffs. If you're following me on the Gaming Juice, I'm down like 12 or 13 units. It's been god awful. There's no question about it, but I'm taking a last stand on Sam Hauser over 5.5 points at a -105 juice at BetMGM. Numero tres here on the feed. 5 countdown. Dunsby Swanson right here again in the Windy City, taking on the arch rival St. Louis Cardinals at Wrigley Field. Day game. So if you're buying what I'm selling here and you still got time, but the game hasn't started, you might want to jump on this ASAP. And that is the over 1.5 HRR hits, runs, RBIs combined. I think he'll get at least 2 in that combined category against the Lou at a +110 juice. Baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. Dansby Swanson is starting to heat up right now for the Northsiders. And I love the matchup that he has specifically against Kyle Gibson, who's going to be toeing the rubber for the Cardinals. He is 9-for-13 with a pair of extra base knocks and a 1,765 OPS against Gibson in his career. Gibson has performed pretty well, especially on the road, a 3.19 ERA away from St. Louis. But you look at the surface ERA, again, decent production, but the expected ERA of 5+ means a correction could be on the horizon. You look at the hard hit rate at 41.8%. That gives you another hint, another clue that ERA could be hiking northward. Maybe Dansby is going to stand a benefit as a result. He is batting a robust 333 here in the month of June, and he has gone over 1.5 HRR 6 times this month, and we're barely even halfway through it. So pinkies out again. Dansby Swanson. Oh, take me, Dansby. Take me to the promised land on the over 1.5 HRR against the Cards. +110 juice there at BetMGM. Hey, you want some more of my wagers? You can go right now to thegamingjuice.com and get all of it absolutely free. We got soccer bets from Nate Jacobson with the Euro going on. He's actually across the pond. Going to be pulling for the Germany team with the fam. So read all of Nate's takes, every single breakdown of all the pools, all his favorite plays. Ben Wittenstein's contributing all kinds of media field content as well in the WNBA, the NBA, and other areas. We've got Joe Lago, our EIC, dropping all kinds of noteworthy pieces in boxing and occasionally in the world of tennis. He's going to have some Wimbledon coverage coming up as well. We got PGA. We got it all right now. Of course, my MLB plays and NFL team preview content is rolling out. Get it right now. Go to the Gaming Juice. It's absolutely free. You have no excuse. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe. Log on now at thegamingjuice.com. Numero dos here on the feed. 5 countdown. Let's get, look at that. Seduced by the juice action there. Ooh, baby. Has hit me with a tractor beam. It's sucking me in at +220 there at BetMGM. And it's a simple two-legger on the late night tizip in Los Angeles. The Dodgers are welcoming the Kansas City Royals. So here is the unrelated strategy. You can read about that as well on thegamingjuice.com. Coming into play, give me Cole Reagan's leg number uno over 17.5 outs. And then this is where the bend in the road, the twist comes. Give me the Dodgers on the alt run line at plus 2.5. So will Cole Reagans go 6 innings? I say, hell yes, he will. You look at what he has done in that category. He's done this 11 of 14 starts this season and a very good 2.97 road ERA. Now, what worries me about Reagans is sometimes the walks pile up, which means the pitch count can pile up. So hopefully he'll be hitting his spots, limit those free passes, and survive a full 6 innings against Shohei Ohtani and company. LAD is number 6 in WRC plus over the last couple of weeks, but I think he will get the necessary 18 outs. And then the Dodgers, I believe, are going to keep this close. They're 22-14 this season at Chavez Ravine, and they're a top 10 team in WRC plus in those home matchups as well. Kansas City, one game below 500, 15-16 on the road. Even if KC pulls off the stunner and wins, and maybe it's because Cole Reagans twirled a gem, I got a nice little cushion here of a couple of runs and still could win. So to recap on this SGP, and again, it is an enticing one with the juice. Cole Reagans over 17.5 outs and LAD plus 2.5 on the run line plus 220 built at BetMGM. Numero uno on this solo mission edition of the Fade 5 Friday podcast. Tariq Skubal, 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 do. Where are you? Hopefully putting cash in my pocket and recording a dub against the Houston Astros at a plus 125 juice there. And I pulled this one from DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Houston. Bats kind of come alive. Yordan especially had a couple of recent jacks. They're number 11 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks. They have scored 55 runs over the last dozen games. But Skubal, a guy that's a front runner right now for the AL Cy Young, he is shutting dudes down, and he already did so against this Houston Astros club. In fact, back on May 11th, he went 6 1/3 innings, gave up just 2 earned runs, and he got the win. And, you know, he'll probably have like between 5-7 strikeouts in this game. He has won 4 of his last 6 contests. He usually works deep. He's gone at least 18 outs in 9 of his last 10 games. And he has gone under 2.5 earned runs in 10 of his last 11 games. So, you know, if he gets the necessary run support, and that's always a question mark, with this Detroit Tigers club, and the bullpen can come in late in the game, have a couple of clean innings, slam the door. My number one play of the day will come true. Tariq Skubal. Yeah, I like those Skubal snacks, and I'm all whacked off those Skubal snacks at plus 125 for him to get the victory against Houston and pull this one again at DraftKings Sportsbook. But wait. There's more. It's bonus time. What else am I digging? Well, let's go to the team. Most parlay play of the day. And back of the diamond, we got an intra-divisional battle between the Milwaukee Brewers and Cincinnati Reds in Bernie Brewer's playground. And on this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling. Like numero uno, give me 100 grain, 6 or more strikeouts. Like numero dos, Freddy Peralta, 2 or more walks. And leg numero tres, the alt under on that total of 11.5 runs. Uno, dos, tres, mi amigos, a cool plus 132 at DraftKings. A little bit of background here. Hunter Green has already done this. In fact, he did it very easily against the Brewers early this season. He punched out 9 in a start in early April. A guy that has a 2.97 road ERA, an outstanding 9.49 strikeouts per 9 on the road this season. And you look at the Brewers, they have been swinging and missing quite a bit here of late. Number 9 over the last couple of weeks in strikeout percentage, punching out 23.3% of their plate appearances. So I think Green will sit down at least a half dozen. Now, Freddy Peralta, 2 more walks. Cincinnati, a team that is top 10 on the season in base on balls percentage, and they had one hell of a fiery streak there of, you know, drawing those free passes. A team that really it plays the patience card early and often. I believe they take the most pitches of any team on average per game in Major League Baseball. Now, the walks have come down here of late, just number 16 in the category at 8% the last couple of weeks. But you look at Peralta, 3.31 walks per nine mark on the season, and he's issued at least a pair of free passes five times. So hopefully a couple of ball fours are going to come into play here, and we'll get those two walks and cash in on the second leg. Leg numero tres. I like the under on that all total 11.5 in this game as well. Both these teams inside the top 15 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks. But you look at Cincinnati, they have scored under 11.5 runs in five consecutive games, and Milwaukee has scored under 11.5 runs in 10 of their last 11 games. So to recap on this SGP Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, Hunter Green, six or more Ks, Freddy Peralta, two or more walks, and Reds Brewers under that all total 11.5 plus 132 at DraftKings. More action at bonus time, a little two-legger. I just see these guys get a hit tonight on the diamond. Jurickson Profar is one of the San Diego Padres. He got on Sean Manaea and the New York Mets. He is 7-for-21 against Sean Manaea with a 1,030 OPS. He's gotten a hit in some of his last 10 games, and he rakes against lefties, who Manaea is. He's batting 347 with a 1,017 OPS is Profar against those Portsiders this year. Just give me a hit. Speaking of Portsiders in a portly version, how about Rowdy Tellez, formerly of the Brewers, now the Pittsburgh Pirates. I need a hit at Coors Field, and he should get this. In fact, the standard line for him is over under a half a hit. I thought it would be a 1.5 because he's got a great history against Ryan Feltner, who's going to be towing the rubber for the Colorado Pebbles. Feltner has faced him 9 times, and Tellez has got the best of him 5 times, 5-for-9 lifetime. Of those 5 hits, 4 have actually gone for 2 baggers. So you want to get a little sprinkle for Rowdy Tellez double. You can get some handsome juice certainly on that. Tellez has gotten a hit in some of his last 9 games, and cherry on top of the Sunday, Ryan Feltner at home, a barf-inducing 7.30 ERA, of course. So, again, Jurickson Profar hit, Rowdy Tellez hit. Both those events occur, plus 113 available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. And then finally, I'll throw one more play at you in the Cubs game. Give me a Cody Bellinger bomb. I got it. It's plus 650 at BetMGM. That is an extraordinary value going up against Kyle Gibson. He's faced him 9 times in his career. He's 2-for-9 against Gibson. Both those hits were of the long ball variety. I know Belly has not had a whole lot of bombs so far this year for the Cubs. In fact, he's only got 2 homers of the last 30 days. The ISO is suppressed at 186. But Gibson, 1.17 home run per 9 mark allowed. Again, that north of 41% hard hit rate. So give me a Belly bomb at an ultra juicy plus 650 at BetMGM. All right, I'm out of breath and out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. London's going to be back with me on Monday or Tuesday. I think we're going to be doing it next week. So join us then. Hopefully you're subscribing. Drop us a rating and review if you are enjoying this podcast. We're trying to deliver this to you. We're going to be ramping it up when we get closer to the NFL season. So check us out there and check us out as well on the X. Always try to give it to you. At Noisy Huevos is my handle. At Nate Lundy is his. And log on to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. Awesome content. All my spreadsheet picks there every single day. Lundy's got his NHL selections with the cup going on. All the good stuff. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. All right. I'm out of here. As always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.